I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. The power came back on at Atlanta's airport after an 11-hour outage that canceled flights and stranded travelers. An electrical fire knocked out the power around 1 p.m. on Sunday. At least 1,100 flights have been canceled since the accident, including more than 400 so far today. Over the weekend, Fulton and DeKalb County election directors certified the results of Atlanta's mayoral runoff, finally making the numbers official and Keisha Lance Bottoms' victory over Mary Norwood. Norwood requested a recount after the results showed Bottoms winning the December 5th runoff by a margin of less than 1%. In Thursday's recount, Norwood picked up 5 votes and Bottoms lost 6 in Fulton County. DeKalb's results remained the same. With the Public Service Commission's decision on whether or not to stop construction at Plant Vogtle due Thursday, communities in the shadow of the Burke County site are considering the potential economic impact. According to the Augusta Chronicle, Plant Vogtle construction supports nearly 6,000 temporary construction and project management jobs, and more than 800 high-paying permanent jobs will be created once the power plants are finished. And in a move some see as another nail in the coffin, the federal tax overhaul, currently working its way through Congress, no longer includes an extension of a deadline for Georgia Power to receive $800 million in tax credits in connection with Plant Vogtle. The nuclear production tax credit required new reactors to go online by the end of 2020, a target date Plant Vogtle will not meet. Hundreds of Georgians have received more than $6.6 million found in misplaced life insurance policies or annuities. Nearly 600 consumers have benefited from Insurance Commissioner Ralph Hudgens' Life Insurance Policy Locator during the tool's first year. Hudgens says he encourages Georgians to log in and see if they have unclaimed money left from a deceased family member or loved one. The department says about 3,300 consumers have conducted searches since the locator was launched last December. And the Atlanta Falcons travel to Tampa Bay tonight for a contest with the Buccaneers. With only 3 games left in the season, the Falcons are battling for one of the few remaining playoff spots in their conference. Kickoff is at 8:30 p.m. For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.